Welcome to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth Podcast. What is truth? Why do we believe what we believe? Rabbi Woodcock of Bet Tefila shares his discoveries in history, philosophy, culture, and religion. Join us to discover the truth and redefine your faith.
Shalom and welcome to Emunah Be'emet. I'm Rabbi Woodcock, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today to discover the truth and redefine our faith. Today we are talking about the faith and the truth regarding Purim and anti-Semitism. Recently, there was a story in the news about Iran conducting a test of their long-range missiles. One thing I found to be apropos, but not in the least surprising, is that both of these rockets had written on them in Hebrew, "Israel must be wiped out." The Iranians justified their behavior by saying that the reason why they needed to do these tests is that they needed to defend themselves from Israel, because all Israel wants to do is eliminate them and all of their Arab neighbors by the use of military force, which we all know isn't true. This was yet another one of many constant reminders that anti-Semitism continues to run rampant in the world today, just as it has been for the past several thousand years. The history of the nation of Israel is gravely woven with the threads of anti-Semitism and Holocaust. Israel began with their father Avraham, or Abraham, and will perpetuate until the end of time. Today, let's attempt to look back into history and identify the forces at work to eradicate the Jewish people from the face of the earth. Then let's look forward in the books of prophecy, which will be glanced upon to see if there are any plans for future Holocaust, and if these evil forces are still at work to break the covenant between God, Abraham, and the Jews alive today. To start, a little background needs to be explored in regards to the nature of God to gain an understanding of his makeup. The only way that God can be God is if he is holy and perfect in everything that he says and does. This is one of the areas that Satan has constantly used in his attempt to dethrone God, his goal being to set himself up as the ruler of everything. Numbers, Bamidbar 23:19 tells us, God is not a human male. He doesn't lie, nor is he a human being. He never vacillates. Once he speaks up, he's going to act, isn't he? Once he makes a promise, he'll fulfill it, won't he? One of the ways that Satan can discredit God is to make him lie, by not doing what he said he would. A means to do this is to get God to break a covenant or promise. God made a promise to Abraham in Genesis, Bereshit chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, when he told him, "I'll make a great nation of your descendants. I'll bless you, and I'll make your reputation great so that you will be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, but I'll curse the ones who curse you, and through you all the people of the earth will be blessed." Satan tries to make God a liar when it comes to the Jews, when he attempted to prevent them from becoming a great nation. God answered this challenge in Jeremiah 21, verses 25 through 37. This is what Hashem says, who gives the sun for light by day, and the laws that govern the moon and stars for light by night, and who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. Yahweh, the Lord of the heavenly armies, is his name. If these laws cease to function in my presence, declares Yahweh, then the descendants of Israel will cease to be a nation in my presence for all time. This is what the Lord says. If the heavens could be measured above, or the foundations of the earth be searched below, then I also would reject all the descendants of Israel because of everything they have done, declares the Lord. Satan continues today to try and make a liar out of God by eliminating the Jews so that they can no longer have any chance to continue as a nation. Satan does this because of his prideful desire to be God. During the time of Esther and King Ahasuerus of the Persian Empire, there was an anti-Semitic attempt to eliminate all Jews. There's a Jewish cultural festival called Purim that is a celebration to commemorate the outcome and Jewish victory as a result of the attempted elimination. Today in Judaism, there are three blessings or prayers that are said before reading the Book of Esther during Purim. The middle blessing is interesting in light of the reaches God will go to keep his promises. It reads, "Blessed are you, Hashem our God, King of the universe, who has wrought miracles for our forefathers in those days at this season." What a great way to start out reading Esther, knowing that God is going to do something to prevent the total destruction of his chosen people. For those of you who are not familiar with this story, it took place during the reign of King Ahasuerus of the Persian Empire. One of the king's inside men, Haman, hated a Jewish man by the name of Mordecai. This hatred developed because Mordecai refused to bow down and worship Haman, since it was against the teachings of God. There are several different twists to the story, but eventually Haman's hatred towards Mordecai intensifies so much that he convinces the king that all the Jews were enemies of the Persians and that they should be exterminated. As part of Haman's satanic plan, the king made an irreversible law which ordered the complete destruction of all Jews. God was already aware of the situation and had placed Mordecai's niece Esther as the queen of Persia and the wife of the king. Esther begged for her life and the life of her people. This inspired the king to write a new law, and by the time the story ended, the Jews were all preserved and Haman was executed by the king by the very method that had been built for the execution of Mordecai. The Chumash contains a great amount of insight into what was going on in the Book of Esther. The commentary gives a little background into the mindset of the Jews. It begins with the reflection upon the destruction of the temple and the missing of the glory of God. After giving some relevant facts, it says, "The Book of Esther chronicles a new kind of miracle." Because the Book of Esther taught the Jewish people that God always hovers near his people, even when he seems to have forsaken them, and it teaches that there are no coincidences in Jewish history. As a side note, this amazing little book in the Tanakh fails to mention the name of God, but it does not fail to show God working miracles to keep his covenant and his promise. So as the human race continues to march down the halls of history, we should remember the axiom that history does repeat itself. And in regards to anti-Semitism, that evil spirit still roams around seeking to deceive men into coming against the Jews for two reasons. One, to make God a liar, and the second, to keep people from being blessed by God because they bless the Jewish people with a portion of their resources. King Solomon, in all his wisdom, stated in Ecclesiastes, "There is nothing new under the sun." He was right, and still is, because the adversary is still trying to influence humans to help him in his plan to eradicate the Jews from existence. Today, radical Muslim groups' main goal is to help the enemy carry out his plan of extermination. Currently, countries like Iran will continue to build nuclear weapons in order to burn out all the Jews from Israel. It is a horrible thought, but it is nothing new. And God's plan to demonstrate his power for the glory of his name has been written by great Jewish prophets like Isaiah and Ezekiel. A passage in Ezekiel talks about the land to the east of Israel, which could be modern-day Jordan, which I doubt, because of the blessing that they receive for protecting the Jews in end times that Yeshua talks about. Or if you look at the ancient maps when Israel went all the way to the great river Euphrates, east of that is Iran. The prophecy regarding this land to the east depicts a wasteland where nobody can travel for a long period of time. And when people can travel, there again bones are marked for professional disposal. Experts in this area say that the passage in Ezekiel reads like a nuclear cleanup guide used by modern nations today. Could it be that Iran will try and fire a nuclear missile at Israel and God somehow stops it midair and causes nuclear fallout to obliterate Iran? All I can say is that it could be, and we'll see. The Bible is very clear that one day the nations will gather around Israel, and God will once again deliver his princes and princesses from the hand of evil. This time, it will all be in conjunction with the beginning of the Messiah's eternal rule in Jerusalem, the place where his name is. At this point, the adversary will be banished for the millennial age and will wait until he is released to influence evil men for only a short time. Then once again, he will be up to his old routine of trying to influence men to destroy the Jew. But thankfully, the prophets tell us that he will be conquered by the Messiah and banished for all eternity.
Thank you again for listening to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. We pray that your faith in the truth has been strengthened today. We would love to hear from you with your questions, comments, and encouragements. If you'd like to learn more about Bet Tefillah Messianic Synagogue, are interested in supporting this ministry through prayer, or would like to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us online at bettefillah.weebly.com. Again, that's bettefillah.weebly.com. Join us next time to discover the truth and redefine your faith.